The president's budget that was presented to Congress this week calls for more funding for NASA, and in particular, $1.3 billion for planetary science and a mission to Jupiter's moon Europa. Europa is what many scientists believe is the best place in our neighborhood to look for life beyond Earth. Kelly Beatty is senior editor for Sky and Telescope magazine. He's with us now in the studio to talk about this. And Kelly, first tell us about Europa. What makes it such a good candidate for life?
Oh, aside from being the main theme for Arthur Clarke's, 2001, it's a moon that's mostly ice, except underneath the ice, just a few miles deep, there's probably a salty ocean that's in places warm. People think that it has all the nutrients, all the organics and other raw materials that you might need to put life together, primitive anyway.
And NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory announced that of the many possible Europa missions that they've come up with, they think the best bet is the Europa Clipper. What is that?
So it's a spacecraft that will go into orbit around Europa. Nothing new there. We're not sure yet whether they power it with radioactive plutonium or gigantic solar panels that collect sunlight because Jupiter's far out. But the idea is to use an arsenal of instruments to try to probe into that ice, including like radar, to see how far down you can go and learn what makes Europa tick.
But do that from
orbit. Yeah,
why not land on Europa?
Well, it's an exciting possibility, and certainly lots of people have considered that. It's technologically just too challenging and also far too expensive. Even this mission would ring in at about $2 billion.
And would this mission be specifically looking for life on Europa?
Well, you can't really look for life from orbit like that, but you can see if the groundwork has been laid. For example, is the surface of Europa laden with organic molecules? Are the vents where this stuff is percolating up, are those richer in organics or some sort of spectral signature that gives you a hint?
How many years down the road is a mission like this?
Well, it's about 2025 is when they're talking about launching it. So that's, a decade away. But typically, big planetary missions like this take a decade to conceive, design, build, and launch.
And we've talked to people at NASA before who have said they believe that we may find out that there's evidence of life beyond Earth, perhaps in the next decade. So do you think that we will know about the existence of life in outer space before this mission gets off the ground?
Yeah, what would you rather, know that there's a great pizza place clear across town or one in the next block?
Well, I don't know. Depends on how good the pizza is, I guess. NASA is talking about new missions, but what about their budget in general now? Are the people who look at this closely, like you, seeing this as a good budget for NASA, an adequate budget to do the kinds of things that they want to be doing?
Not really. One of the big problems NASA has is that so many of its spacecraft are lasting 10, 15, 20 years, and they're still operating. Like the rover on Mars, Opportunity, just lasted past its 11th anniversary. They might have to shut that down in order to afford this mission.
Kelly Beatty, senior editor with Sky and Telescope magazine, as we look at NASA's new budget and maybe, 20-25 years down the road, we'll be looking at a mission to Jupiter's Europa. Kelly, thank you.
My pleasure.